The volume called File Chair Uglison Clare Show showed you Clare na Gael. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have I heard tale of old Bobby Bob?
In Clare na Gael, as well as the English language, Chamas of Earl, Nishu Clash and Pert G. Sahild. Yes, you'll hear part of it too in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Banach and Jurish. Well, unusually, the Manx content and the English content of this programme are on the same theme, dealing with an event from 234 years ago. As Tashin Gin Shan Ren, Chintern Krach Shaw, Henker and Alliance of Lane Shach, he Jeg, Kerfida Shach. We'll start with the song about the wreck of the Herring Fleet, as it appeared in Manx National Songs in 1896, with lyrics by A.P. Graves and the arrangement by W.H. Gill, performed here by Andrew Williamson with Fenella Bazin on forte piano. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanin, stashu nanashun, skalyena washtulish, alen vanin.
Beneath a blue heaven on St. Matthew's night we were floating. Half our nets we had shot where the heron boiled hot, and the rest were all ready for shooting. When at 2 o'clock, with a loud thunder shock, the tempest did burst without warning, and our joy turned to care, all our praise into prayer, that we'd make Douglas Harbour by morning. Fought up and down we were riding. The levin bolt crashed, the blue lightning flashed through the blackness, so deafening and blinding, or snapped fore and aft, craft fouled against craft, and gone along. Thus we floundered forlorn o'er the wild ocean born, like the poor foolish fish we'd been netting, till struggling in sight rose Douglas Bay light, on which our last hope we'd been setting. drove for the pier, while a hand to each ear for our admiral's signal was followed, when alas and alas, before we could pass, the light in black darkness was swallowed. Then we struck north and south of the blind harbour mouth, bruised and bleeding to shore we came creeping, but our best made the foam on the threshold of home. In the cold arms of death they were sleeping. For St. Matthew's sad day, we go mourning alway, and with sorrowful sighing remember 21 swept away, 21 turned to clay on that black 21 of September.
The voice of Andrew Williamson and piano of Fenella Bazin with The Wreck of the Herring Fleet. In the Manx Society Publications, Volume 16 is Mona Miscellany, edited by William Harrison. There's an article in it which accompanies a copy of the original Manx version of that song that appears in the same volume. We'll be looking at that article in this edition of Clare na Gael. We'll also be looking at that song in Manx, and there's another song in the Manx language as well. The heading to the article is Loss of the Manx Herring Fleet, 1787. 21st of September, being St. Matthew's Day. And this is how it starts. In order to render the following account of the loss of the Herring Fleet in 1787, as recorded in the ballad, intelligible, it's necessary to refer to the state of Douglas Harbour, the scene of the disaster, at that time. Appended to the report of the Royal Commissioners, appointed to investigate certain disputes existing between the Duke of Atholl and the Manx people, is a plan of the harbour of Douglas. Cooney gee shan the zeg, suflein shach y jeg, kier hyd y shach. Chyn rhwlish mor henkig y cion, fe ystach fion, leis eirish, fyr elen as willish. Ni ai, chynei bein fo'n eirish chwcwn, mydden cion y tiach yn gysgera, son fy nil yn er, sailjach mach dan djer, fa sterm ffyr aglach er gera. Il fian dy ffi ffein, chawds fy'n flod deg y chyn, heng djewlus, as pert jawr en sgara, fai dy chwliw ni, fa der den yn gri, Ir bioes, lioris djewelus na mara. Te doli dun gre, cre chwildin as ve, il vien, fi ching egnin griechen. Clon, fegit gin air, va kenya de gear, as mren son en sheshechen jihen. Trud skilje chris va siechen as erish, mren jin son en vingeli. Skimmy hobm kin lie, Vat kenya nanyai, a sheshach duan vur crotch eli. Now these are Welsh nursery rhymes, starting and finishing with Have you ever been sailing? Well, yes, in a frying pan. The wind blew me to the Isle of Man, and that's why I was crying.
Fiach i'r ioed yn morio, wel do mewn pader ffrio, gwrthodd y gwynt fi'r ail o man, a dyna lle fi'n mi'n crio. Bach hen dad i Dafydd, yn gwisgo i sgidiau newydd, cadw'r hen rai tan yr hab, bach hen dad i Dafydd. Mae gen i fywch yn pori, a llwer clam eleni, mae ddau yn ddi heb un o'i bath, ond gwyn yw'r llaet er hynny. Diolch i'r ioed yn morio, wel do mewn pader ffrio, gwethodd y gwynt i'r ail o man, a dyna lle fi'n mi'n crio.
Plethyn sailing to the Isle of Man in a frying pan. Tom Colchrach Mergeddon fa Cailt sy'n ddi cheddon, merys y chwgelio dreig einio. Chyraw dynia jaw bio, jen nen ys ffid sio. Nyn gyrgyn dy siarw fy cynia. Fast yr el yn ffi fe, tre lliolwyd sy'n jew wys dwlys, merys bed yn elia. As rosiad yn fôl fan sgadan dy goel, dyn smwniach er ad i'n ysgelia. Ach, gerid fy'n tre, ren yn eris coch le, yn hi yn iar, dyn iartl ren sieidio. Dy lia, Datjan chyn, les sterm y sien, heng doron les djewlus as fliaga. Eish, chrogat de lian in siol roche gier, de girach gus pert rule schola. Tre roche den vai, van chyn mach e dry, as an erish en gul for the smether. Eg agar se vai, chafagus den try, cray buried in a bed and vermarkiach. Sdorche mor vei, fygw sailje er chei, ons aal nyn mesh fad fargiach.
Well, the Royal Commissioners had visited the island in 1791, and their report was printed by order of the House of Commons in 1805. The Mona Miscellany article says of the appended plan of Douglas Harbour, By this, it appears that the old pier or quay stood very nearly on the same site as the present Red Pier. That's pretty much the Edward Pier at the moment. The only difference being that it ran in a direct line from the south point of what is known as the Double Corner, near the present Royal Hotel. Of course, all these things have gone now. 780 feet in length. Mr. Nicholas Christian, harbour master of Douglas, who was examined as a witness before the commissioners, described this pier as having been a very rude structure, being composed of small stones, which, during every heavy gale of easterly wind, were displaced, and repairs were continually needed. He says that at the end of the pier there stood a brick lighthouse, between 30 and 40 feet high, lighted each night by 7 or 8 half-pound candles, with a tin circular reflector behind them of about 8 feet diameter.
Thank you.
visitors to Inchruniach a few years ago. That was the band Cayley House taking us with that final tune, Out on the Ocean.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
As Sjordiw Stasiwn yn Asiwn, Radio Fanim, as Sjei Claire na Gael to Gwler Sgelie yn y Cartnish. Mish Robert Cytin Carswell, Robert a Carslach Mata.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
The Mona Miscellany article says the lighthouse could be seen at the distance of 4 or 5 leagues at sea. This lighthouse and a considerable portion of the pier were carried away during a storm, and hence arises one of those many vexed questions in Manx incidents, namely, the particular time. Mr. Christian, in his evidence, says, in 1787, 84 yards of the lowest end of the pier with a lighthouse thereon was destroyed by a violent gale of easterly wind. This date, says the article, has been transmitted to the present time. The Royal Commissioners, in their report dated the 21st of April 1792, speaking of the then condition of Douglas Harbour and to its state prior to the year 1786, say, either from the irresistible violence of a storm, or from not having been so constructed as to withstand the force of the sea in certain seasons and winds, a great part of the pier of Douglas, with a lighthouse built at the outer extremity, were, at the latter end of that year, swept away. The few erchin, the lina the leden, ve chened firaglach the jaru, cable filiel, as beden sinkiel, as skulton's pishin chitolu, ve hud dorcha du nach blue dow and chlew, na tonnen va frenius jacharu, nach achimach ve, lech dorin as kay, the rai rosheria gustalu. A crow ocean keen, le sterm machine, na tonnen mor slagen vad giri, as olion tre shen, van keen brisha ben, nach blur down furt vad de yeri. Mush oor roshen lay, ves munich van tre, high colchrach, drys on a tolu. Vehin as juan woor, kite son on oor, as olion the skimmy vameru. Mergeddon cyn lai, ec ffegeil yn fai, chyblwyr de yn red y rai girach, tres yn dorach y fe, fe bwlch na yn che, as fan fedd y sinkit tylirach. Breton singer Nolwenn Leroy sings a very famous Breton song about three matelots, is called Tri Martelot.
Von eb da viagi trimartolot io wonk tra la 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 trimartolot io wonk von eb da viagi von eb da viagi ge von eb da viagi von eb da viagi ge von eb da viagi gonna vel be casse tra la 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 gonna vel be I'm not
A traditional song in Breton, dating from the 18th century, Tri Matelot Yawang, Three Young Sailors, and that was sung by Nolwenn Leroy. Charau ses y teil yn gawr, dysgu peil yn fes fy congwr drisn yn swlion. Y neimog, fy trai, les cri er na liai, eg toiach sy'n gael bol fy chwilion. Dych rael yn sglau hyfodach y drai, nyn lyd ys fyd sio lyw cwdiach. Na deinia mae chi'n hwn sy'n fynyd sien, na tonon y feis renad hwdach. Son yn rhywyd der fy oroc siliau djer. Chom mren ys mren chroch ys clon bega. Lys os nych yn chrai, fyd cwryd liaw tai. As on lookit, marishn and glenna. As shen jera an arain shen, lichtun jin er arain elian is er, bunus an chush cheddin, shen de grey east air and shit the way kalt, ni yain a velan arain shomachon call na bed and scadden an e shen, showed you na tree east air and bachter, and toyach jag and hood slew. Es you rums, machurgin, as gowums shin is arain. Mechon tri steren bach da von skilius don den. Tobm cowl, les juan a caracha, as ilium a christine. Hired was a tie on savora. Von sail, cune as mean. The Mona Miscellany article then goes on to quote John Feltham. John Feltham in his tour, it says, through the Isle of Man, 1797-8, says, in 1787... 84 yards of the lowest end of the old pier, with a lighthouse thereon, was destroyed by a violent gale of wind. However, later it says, in November 1786, 246 feet of the quay was washed away, with the lighthouse, by an easterly wind. We also have, though, the more particular and reliable evidence of Peter Fannin, master in the Royal Navy, and who'd resided for a considerable time in the island. This gentleman made a survey and prepared a map of the island on a larger scale than had been previously attempted. On the 1st of January 1789, he published this map, calling it A Correct Plan of the Isle of Man, to which he attached a plan of Douglas Harbour. In a note to the latter, he says, Sunday, 19th November 1786, Douglas Lighthouse and 82 yards of the quay was washed down in a gale of easterly wind. Assuming, therefore, says the article, that the pier and lighthouse were destroyed in 1786, we revert to the evidence of Mr. Christian, and we'll see what Mr. Christian else had to say other. In the meantime, here's a song that sounds familiar, but it tells of Godred Crovan's galley leaving the Isle of Man and bringing Godred Crovan back to his native Isle of Islay.
And you're a shame and thought, yet there is no
Eileen Rory Groven, Donald Ross and William Burnett. So, the evidence of Mr. Christian, says the article. The only light to direct vessels into the harbour is a lantern upon a pole, erected at the extremity of the remains of the former pier. It further appears, to use the words of the commissioners, that the ruinous remains of the structure sunk at the mouth of the harbour impeded and rendered dangerous the approach to the port, which was narrow and confined. Having thus explained the wretched condition of Douglas Harbour after the destruction of its pier in 1786, we now proceed to record the particulars of the calamity named at the heading of this sketch in the following year. It may, however, be necessary to state that the Isle of Man herring fishery usually commences in June, formerly in July, when the fish frequent the western coast of the island off Peel. It continues until the end of August or the beginning of September, when the fish move round to the eastern coast off Douglas. On Thursday, the 20th of September, 1787, an unusually large quantity of fish were brought into Douglas, and the weather was beautifully fine. In the evening of that day, being St. Matthew's Eve, the whole fleet, numbering, it said, 400 boats, proceeded to the fishing ground. Trahaed washnan dian speg ai voc erves, and bed a beg shaw v oxen valesh captain clugesh. Hrawok helm the steurer, hrawok cron the shawl, ach blaish the veda edrum, as hrawi ach yawl. And fast the shaw v dorach a lesterum a sheen, as a gheer any shager, as gate a cheen. Van a tree he stern bachta glek shirra de gultai, charawi dausen ach fardale, charene veg gabai. Cowdest and sail, kuhn as mean, and vur vur te re, ach te corer ethin elia trehages a gear, te mor lion garvegach, as njartle te gare, son gatti sus as brisia, as kinjach sai the bray. De good shom ren as clon, Kirail de hitrish tai, Udson to Golgus achin, Domenic uns gau rai. Son to na gauan dangerach och, com besel jack dach chow, as uns blazed var uns agel, van duned vur fau. Thank you. Music from Cornwall, the Newlyn Fisherman's Reel, and that was played there by the Bullinji Troil Band. Stasiwn yr asiwn ta radio fan yng Nghymru, Claire Nigel ta rachlas yn cartnys, Mer yn pyn, Robert Cytyn Coswell, Robert y Corslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
As ligd yn cwrcion ar yn yr ein sio. Chil siwys jay, nŵ Paul Moore, as jay dach dan jair as gaw, hai y trwd, eg cyn mor fi siol agos yr aw. Les jewelus na marl yen, imanich nun as nol, ve heen as ulu a hezach wai, lak nin mjois a hall. Duan na kiseg was dulish, marve shawla de mean, henk red and bed a shawva lie, vongi cowl as Christine. Esh hugge leshad de gulish, hug nin kurgen leshad tie, on stopper an as trimsha. Drawod yr fe mwy. Y sien yn yr ein mychion na tri ister yn bach da. Ons na ffogl yn sien fod chyt ar y fed o'ch mor iol, ach na raw cron na siol ag yn y pyn stiwri ag y fe greu ons yn yr ein. Blen na chae ed y henna frai pech en iach jim da arech y ffogl yn ys rhen na sgil yn fferish, sgwteg Sophia Morrison. Ons sgil dyr aw henk mi ar yn ogl iol, as fy mi giri ffeddyn mach ag y tre sien, na fy iol. Rer cwnta hwyr mi as ffogl olandish iol, tan ffogl J-O-L ons olandish, tan ffogl iol sefyl. There's a note in reference to the mention there of 400 fishing boats that were in the fleet at the time, and it says, "It's very questionable if the fleet at this time bore any proportion to this number, although many of them were only small crafts, as we heard in the song about the three East Air and Barkter, they were in a very small craft." We turn now to an eyewitness account of what happened. David Robertson was a customs officer working in Douglas at the time, though his account of it wasn't published until 1792, but this is how he saw it. The herring ground was then off Clay Head and Laxey, about 3 leagues from Douglas. In the evening, when the boats again sailed thither, there were no indications of a change in the weather. But at midnight, a brisk equinoctial gale arose, and the fishermen fled to the harbour of Douglas for refuge. On the ruins of the lighthouse is fixed a slender post, from which is hung a small lantern. This wretched substitute was thrown down by one of the first boats in its eagerness to gain the harbour. The consequences were dreadful. This, before we go on, is a much-travelled song, versions of which are found here in the island, but this version comes from Drogheda. But, nevertheless, it references the island. The voice squad sing about Willie Taylor.
Willie Taylor and his youthful lover, full of mirth and loyalty. They were going to the church to be married. He was pressed and sent on sea. Dally dilly dum dilly dum 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 dum. Dally dilly dum dilly dum dum day. She dressed herself up like a sailor. On her breast she wore a star. Her beautiful fingers long and slender, she gave them all just a smear of tar. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum dum day. On this ship there being a skirmish, she being one amongst the rest, a silver button flew off her jacket, there appeared her snow-white breast. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum dum day. Says the captain to this fair maid, "What misfortune has took you here? I'm in search of my true lover, whom you pressed on the other year." Dally dilly dum, dilly dum dum dum. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum dum day. If you're in search of your true lover, pray come tell to me his name. Willie Taylor, they do call him, but Fitzgerald is his name. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum dum day. Let you get up tomorrow morning, early as the break of day. There you'll find your Willie Taylor walking along with his lady gay. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum dum day. She got up the very next morning, early as the break of day. There she spied her Willie Taylor walking along with his lady gay. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum dum day. She drew out a brace of pistols that she had at her command. There she shot her Willie Taylor with his bride at his right hand. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum dum day. When the captain came to hear it of the deed that she had done, he made her a ship's commander over a vessel for the Isle of Man. Dally dilly dum, dilly dum 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 dum, dally dilly dum dum day.
He made her a ship's commander over a vessel for the Isle of Man. The Voice Squad and the song about Willie Taylor. But Fitzgerald was his name. David Robertson's account continues. In a few minutes, all was horror and confusion. The darkness of the night, the raging of the sea, the vessels dashing against the rocks, the cries of the fishermen perishing in the waves, and the shrieks of the women ashore imparted such a sensation of horror as none but a spectator can possibly conceive. When the morning came, it presented an awful spectacle. The beach and rocks covered with wrecks, and a group of dead bodies floating in the harbour. In some boats whole families perished. The shore was crowded with women, some in all the frantic agony of grief, alternately weeping over the corpses of father, brother, and husband, and others sinking in the embrace of those whom a moment before they imagined were buried in the waves. So that's David Robertson's account as an eyewitness of the what happened in 1787. There was also a longer-term economic impact on the Manx crofting way of life, because so many vessels were damaged that they were unable to fish in subsequent years, and fishing was such an integral and important part of that existence. Tan cúnta húr mi jé yol greid vel dech rónega, as na siol anach gol vai toiach as jeraru. Tan crón múr na chiadu began na sniedu den búch na mén a veda, ach te na surgeon an crón elia. Tan crón jerry sian da grei a mizen, as a siol jerry sian da grei an siol mizen, ho fagas da jera veda yol, da vel a crón snawi gol mach herish jera a veda. Mach herish a fin stury. Tan cúnta seo greide vel coch le eda yol as ketch, tan a veda elias de chrón ega nis a seolun vai toiach as geroru. Te crocha an vol tan crón mizen saits a veda. Ma vis a crón snawi is a seol chau vilu jane fin stury, shen ketch. Ma vis a gul mach herish a fin stury, shen yol. Mava mi grei, da crón snawi a crón misen saimach herish gera veda yol. Mike Stevens's Uncle Walter was killed in the Baltic on submarine service in World War II. This is Mike Stevens' song about him. It's called Can Walter. Thank you.
O farwell, mein fore braf, o farwell i chi, awn heddiw i ffwrdd ar y tarpan, dan donau o'r llu. O brysiwch, mae'n rhaid yma dael, hiraeth a lenwym ron, awn heddiw i ffwrdd ar y tarpan, yn isel o dan y don. Yn hafarn glid y pentre bach, ei arian roes yw ffrind, wel i fwch lan a iechyd da, i ryfel mae'n rhaid mynd. O brysiwch mae'n rhaid yma dael, hiraeth a lenwym ron, awn heddiw i ffwrdd ar y tarpan, yn isel o dan y don. Cyfleidiodd ei ei chwaer a'i ffrindiau gyd, ni welaf byth mos olfach mwy o fynd i bellter byd. O brysiwch mae'n rhaid yma dael, hiraeth a lenwym ron, awn heddiw i ffwrdd ar y tân, yn isel o dan y don. Ymhen y mis y postman daeth, a llythyr at ei dad, bu farw Walter o dan môr, bu farw dros ei wlad. O brysiwch, mae'n rhaid yma dael, i raeth a lenwym ron, awn heddiw i ffwrdd ar y tarpan, yn isel o dan y don. Yn isel o dan y don.
Mike Stevens and Can Walter, song about his uncle Walter who died in isel o dan y don, low beneath the wave. Mae fys tri cron yn yn y llun y sieneg bed, y tyd greu y misyn rys y tras cron fain fwch. Och eriol, cetch na dandy, sy'n cron sgyrus jerry ton, jen dej out on. Ten siol misyn e cetch mys lle wwds y chiol mŵr, as siol misyn e iol mys cer y wwds y chiol mŵr, yn y slun y sien. Fy cron misyn e dandy, lio rys y ffyn stiwri, as siol trw renach er, tan cwnt y greu dyn ei cli ysgodio, sy'n y greu outrig yn y bwmcyn ei. Wel, chynel mi tigl sior o fai. In the ballad made on the wreck of the Herring Fleet, it gives the number of those who were lost as 21. Though only 6 grave markers in the island appear to refer to it, so the other graves may not have had headstones at all. The wreck of the Herring Fleet, with the attested loss of 21 fishermen, occurred in Douglas Bay, the mouth of Douglas Harbour, on the 21st of September, 1787. As my saw, Shene was Clairnegale. We'll finish on water, but not in the sea. We're on the river with Bill Whelan's music for Riverdance as they reel around the sun. As my saw, Cartnish, this is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eva, I'm a chrieri, will you? As orser ye, as my yearian shared you.